A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, November 9th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the disappearance of activist Itai Dzamara.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the disappearance of activist Itai Dzamara.
Dzamara disappeared on March 9th, 2015. His whereabouts and well-being remain unknown. Local human rights activists, opposition political parties, the United States government and the European Union have urged the Zimbabwean authorities to mobilize their full resources in full to locate Mr. Dzamara and investigate the circumstances surrounding his disappearance, as well as to ensure the protection of his human rights and fundamental freedoms.
But the Minister of Home Affairs claims it is complying with a High Court order to provide fortnightly updates on progress made in the search for Dzamara. But sadly, they are saying they do not have a clue as to the whereabouts of Dzamara at the moment, Gibbs.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeye kunjalo foto.
Honguka hamadzadiwa nasi tirauti tinge tichitarisa nezvekutsakatika kwakaita vaItai Dzamara. Vakatsakatika musi wa 9 kurume kusvika pari zvino hakuna ari kuziva kuti ari kupi. Mapurisa ari kuti ari kutsvaga nopose paanogona, asi kusvika pari zvino hapana chabuda. Asi vamwe vanorwira kodzero dzevanhu vanenge vari kuti kushanda kwacho kwemapurisa kunenge kusiri kunyatsovagutsa, vachitiwo mapurisa amira zvaakasungirwa nedare repamusoro reHigh Court, zvekuti vapote vachiudza mhuri yose yeZimbabwe kuti vasvika papi nekutsvaga vaDzamara. Gibbs.
Yevakambe zvulwa ndaba lingalichona dani lapa likhona tinangapi, hayi siyaphila sibili. Ye, esizwela nje usize ngakho ikuti uMnumzana Itai Dzamara yena oyeoccupy Africa Unity Square lokhu engabonakali kuze kube lamhlanje. EHarare khona ngale sizwile ke ukuthi abantu kade behlangene khonaphana eAfrica Unity Square. Bekumbula ngaye ke phela uMnumzana Dzamara. Bebekhuleka njalo becela kakhulu kusomandla ukuthi kambe engabonakala uDzamara. Yesizwile njalo ke ukuthi bakhona basefuna ukuthi kuyedingisiswa khona ngale emthethwandaba kumbe sithi edale lemthethwandaba weHigh Court ukuthi kambe bolaba abangafuna ukuveza ukuthi uDzamara ungaphi babotshiswe kube lokho kuthiwa i-contempt of court. Yes, funa ukuzwa ngani ukuthi kambe lalithini ngokucatsha kwendoda lo okuthiwa nguDzamara. Nasi nombolo lifone kanye siyalifonela khona ngapho. Inombolo ke ithi 001-202-619-2077. Zayiphinda futhi 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, as Chove Void.
Of course, a number of human rights groups like the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch have also called upon the government to investigate the disappearance of Itai Dzamara, who was kidnapped in Glenview, Harare. Actually, there were two people who witnessed the abduction. There was, of course, his baba. And they did provide the number plates for the car that was used to abduct him. But of course, the police are still claiming that there are no leads. Gibbs, I think we have Bishop Anselmo Magaya, who has been working for a number of months now with the Zamara family to try and highlight the problem and the plight of the family. Bishop Magaya, good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, gentlemen. Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much for joining us. Gibbs, you can...
Yes. Bishop Magaya, how did the prayer meeting go today?
Yeah, the prayer meeting during lunch today went on very well. We had a number of people that did attend, different organizations and individuals from within the city of Harare attended the meeting, and it was a very powerful and inspiring moment.
And what was the reason for holding this meeting today?
Yes, because today and 8 months ago, Itai Zamara disappeared from Glenview, as we all know. Mm-hmm. That was on the 9th of March, and incidentally, that was a Monday. Mm-hmm. And also today is now the 9th of November. It is also a Monday. So we thought we need to commemorate that, but also to send out a very, very clear message that we are not dead, we are there, we haven't given up. Never again shall Zimbabweans allow a situation where one of their own gets abducted and we remain quiet. Mm-hmm. But we also felt that this was a very important opportunity to significantly or symbolically connect with the cause that Itai was actually fighting for. Mm-hmm. You know, he was, his workplace was actually from Africa Unity Square, and we felt that we needed to be on that ground to really connect with the cause for which he fought. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Bishop Magaya. Please do stay on the line. And for those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7, a Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the disappearance of activist Itai Zamara, who was also a journalist, Gibbs.
I think right now, Blessing, we're joined by another guest, and that is Mr. Charles Nyoni of Occupy Africa Unity Square. Mr. Nyoni, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, and good evening, viewers.
So, Blessing, I think you can pause
yes,
the presentation.
Yeah. Charles, you worked with Itai for a long time. You were part of that group that was protesting in Harare and calling upon President Robert Mugabe to step down. And sadly, Itai was to be abducted on the 9th of March. Tell us, are you still continuing with your protests? What is the current state of Occupy Africa Unity Square?
Yes, it's a sad event that today we had to remember our comrades in the park where we used to work. Africa Unity Square is Itai's office. So today we were in his office doing the same thing that he used to do. And for us, we have been continuing slowly but sure our numbers growing with what Itai taught us and with what Itai left us doing. Our numbers are now growing, that we should remain focused and occupying Africa Unity Square and demanding that the government of Robert Gabriel Mugabe become answerable to the people who voted it into power as they so claimed.
But are you receiving any kind of threats, talking about members of your group, of course?
Yes, threats are now becoming our bread and butter issues, day in, day out. I'm actually missing some wounds right now that I received from the day that we ended in a petition when we commemorated the 17th of October, the day that he wrote the first petition. But that's nothing to talk about, but because we are now used to with how this government reacts and how this administration reacts to peaceful citizens simply demanding their rights.
And what are the threats saying? And they are coming in what form? Are they calling you, following you? What's really happening?
The last time they took hold of us, detained us, interrogated us, beat us, some of the colleagues get followed, some of the colleagues get visited at their homes. But that's nothing. That's minor as compared to what exactly drives us. Because what drives us is the mere fact that they have the guts to abduct Itai and make it something that just disappears within thin air. So we will not stop. Neither are we going to slumber until they get us all.
Thank you so much, Charles. Gibbs.
Yes, wewe mnumzana njani ngesintu kwa napo kuti. Kambele kwenza kunoko nsuku zonke. Lika hundi kuso wali fikisa ngapi. Uwa manji.
Wakati uyasifikisa nje mbijana mbijana njengokuhamba nje ukwethetho yisi ukuthi okwakhesi abantu abasebe silandela ama-followers ethu ayakhula mbijana mbijana ngoba abantu labo sebeuyabejoyina izinto abantu besesaba ukuchaywa. Recently saba le-commemoration yokukhomerehla mhlaka 17 October ilanga lapho ithi ayabhala khona ipetition yokuqala wayihambisa e-ofisi lika-president. Nathi saliyikhumbulila ngalelo sisepha-ofisi yakhe epaki sabhala ethi petition sayihambisa nje kwakhanya abanye bethu abathathi sesibotshwa sesiphonguchaywa nje sibuzwa imibuzo eminingi ngamapolisi. But lokhu nje ngikhuluma ngiqinisile ukuthi akuseze kwasimisa enjongweni yethu esazimisela yona.
Siyakuzwa kakhulu, bambe khonapho ungayikatshana mnumzana. So he's saying they're getting a lot of supporters now, you know.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And of course, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930 and also 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday. And of course, if you want to send us a message, our WhatsApp number is 001-202-465-0318. The WhatsApp number once again, 001-202-465-0318. And our guests this evening, we have Bishop Anselmo Magaya, and we also have Charles Nyon. Todzoka kwamuri, va Magaya. Tichi murukumbo shanda une muri ya Itai. Varukutu wakudi.
Well, Moria Itai, yeah, do Mori Rita Kaoma Chose Chose, Panachi, Michinor Wadza, Sukungo, Takatika, Kumuwenu, Kunguva, Zena Nakuenda, Muziguti Akafaire, Muziguti Mupenuere, Munusha Guti, Nyayachu Mupiga, say, Sakando, Nyay Zirkua Bata. Zanga zvinani zvazvo dakwa kuri kuti pane chakaitika kwaari kuri kuti vazviziva vowanawo zvavangaita symbolically kuita burial then vocloser nyaya yacho vochema zvirinani pane kuramba vakangotarisa asi chimwe chatiri kuona chiri kunetsa musa kangamwa kuti zvaizamara wakanga ari breadwinner kumhuri yake saka zvinhu zvinoramba zvichishungurudza izvozvo kuti baba vevana vekuenda kuchikoro nyanya idzodzidzi dzakamutora nokumutapa vanenge vachifunga kuti ndiani ari kuriritira mhuri iyoyi. Saka yes, tiri kunamata navo, tiri kukansela, tiri kubatana pamwe chete navo zvichinzwa zvichemo zvemwoyo yavo saizvozvo.
Tinotenda zvikuru Bishop Magaya, tichazodzoka kwamuri muchitaura zvakare nechirungu zvamataura. Gibbs.
Yeah, so we've got some messages on Facebook, Blessing, and one of them is from Noah, who says, this is a very tough situation, especially for a man who is supposed to be a father. You know, it's very hard to survive without a breadwinner. Then we've got two messages from Obey and Camilio. They're saying, can you call us? They gave us their numbers.
Tinemwe mtereri wekutanga, mkoma tawaya magadi parunari. Aiwa, tiripo nyayari mdari romainzi kwa nasi, tukutora nisho hawa itaedza bar.
Ya ndiri kuimbisa zvakanaka.
Taurai zvenyu, pfungwa dzenyu.
Pfungwa dzangu ndinotaurawo zvangu ndichiti zviri kuitika izvi hazvinyatsotifadza. Bungiro rakanyogwa zvakanaka zvinonzwisikawo kuti munhu ane kodzero yekuratidzira kana kutaura zvaanoda pachena akatsununguka. Asi zvino kana odai asingachawanikwi izvi zvinhu zvinorwadza. Uye taikumbirawo zvikuru sei, munoona kuzvikuru kubato rezano PF, kune vanhu vakaita sana vanhingi vabhasikiti ava nana Rugare Gumbo vanoziva nzvimbo dzaichengetegwa vanhu vaipambiwa. Dai vangotibatsirawo nokuidentifya nzvimbo idzodzo munhu atsvagwe awanikwewo ari mupenyu, nokuti izvezvizvi mhuri yake iri kusafa. Havaendi kuchikoro, havana chokudya, ndiye munhu anga achikwanisa kuriritira mhuri. Zvinhu zvinorwadzawo zvinhu zvakaita saizvozvo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vatauya nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Aiwa, tinotenda.
Of course, our first caller there, Tauya, Mr. Tauya, is saying that he's concerned because the constitution is very clear on the freedoms that Zimbabweans are supposed to enjoy. But he's saying, sadly, they are not enjoying those freedoms. And, you know, especially the right to protest, he's saying it is being curtailed. Gibbs.
Let's get back to you, Mr. Charles Nyoni. So we are told that you may be taking this matter to court again, you know, on the issue of you getting some response from the government on the whereabouts of Mr. Tsamana. So give us an update. What is going on in that respect?
Yes. Since the first time that we took, the lawyers took this issue to court, and ZRP was ordered to give a periodical report, which they haven't yet done up to now, we have again re-engaged with the lawyers that they reapply again to the High Court to put pressure on our so-called police force that may they please at least tell us what they are doing, what steps they are doing in order to make sure that the DI is still investigating the abduction of
Itai. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Nyoni. Please do stay on the line. Regatende unemwe mutereri. Mkoma Diago Makadi kumaun Darwin. Aisu tiri nani zvedu. Nyayari mudari romainzwa. Tukutaura nezvekushaikwa kwavadzamara uko.
Zvinosiririsa kwazvo ndikatarisa hurumende yedu iri muno muZimbabwe takuwara nokuda kweutsinye kwainoita. And tarisai muone zvimwe izvi zvinoitika nyi hurumende isina tsitsi nevanhu. Mazuva apera hurumende yedu chizano PF yaitochema kurangarira shumba yakabayiwa nemunhu akadziva shumba iyo yaikoshesa chaizvo kukudza kutadza kukoshesa munhu mupenyu anofema. Asi vakada kutora nyaya yekukoshesa shumba. Hurumende yemunhu haina tsitsi nevanhu. Tiri kutambudzika nokuda kwaizvozvo.
Saka poitwa sei apa kugadzirisa nyaya dzakadai dzekuti vanhu vanongopambwa vangoma dyako?
Isusu dai tiri wamai vana veZimbabwe taingoita taingochema kune dzimwe nyika dzinoremekedza kodzero dzevanhu kuti benizigopindirawo kuti su vana veZimbabwe tisununguke mune zvakanaka. But tiri kungoedza kuti tinamati pamberi pamwari kuti Mwari deogozao zvakaro uchipindira kuti Mwari atinzwirewo nyasha nekurarama kwatiri kuita muno muZimbabwe. Iye zvinezvi tiri kungofa ende havana hanya nevanhu. Nanhasi mhirishonga ichiri kuenderera mberi. Itaidzamara haana munhu waakaponda ende havana munhu waakatishungurudza asi kuti airwira kodzero dzevanhu kuti zviremekedzeke mune zvakanaka. But chihurumende chedu chezano PF ndoo chiri kutikanganisa muno muZimbabwe, hatina kusununguka.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Diago nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Ndine wenyu muteereri wandakambopromisa naredio ndichiri kutarisira redio yangu.
Aiwa, tichazvigadzirisa, tinokufonerai zvinombowanda.
Aiwa, ndizvozvo kuti ndikutizvo hurumende ingaiwo masangano akasiyana siyana chotongobatana kuti tirwise kuti uyone sangano rakanaka rinokuremekedza vanhu vemuno muZimbabwe tatambura.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Diago.
Tinotenda hangu maita basa bresi.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Of course, you heard from our listener there, a regular caller as well, Diago is saying that, you know, he's concerned that the government does not seem to care about the rights of its citizens. Mm-hmm. And he's saying maybe there is need for international intervention to ensure that human rights abuses do not continue to be experienced by Zimbabweans.
And first of all, it's radio, right?
Oh, yes.
Right. So now let's go back to Bishop Makaya. So Bishop Makaya, we know that it's now 8 months since Itai actually disappeared. What are your worst fears here?
Yes. Well, you want to hope, certainly. You don't want to make any conclusions, but the worst fear that we have here is that, Itai Zamara could be no more. You know, you don't want to believe that. You want to still hold on to some strand of hope that he is alive, and to see the longer at times it takes, you know, the more you really feel that, you know, we're not too sure. But also we are very concerned that the family, because I've been working very closely with Itai Zamara's family, and I'm concerned that they could be despairing. It is very difficult to lose a loved one who you really don't know whether they are alive. You'd rather have known that if they have passed on, then is a way in which you actually go painfully put a closure to that life. But now, what is it? Do they have to gather for a funeral? What do they do? So this is very, very sad.
Baba Nyoni, wena nxa sesingakhuluma ngawe lawe ngodaba lolu lokuthi kambe ongani kuyalethusa kakhulu ngokuthi sokulesikhathi eside uyitayi Zamara engabonakali kungabe kuyini?
Uyabona mnumzana, into edanisayo lapha ngeyokuthi isikhathi sesiside sibili uyitayi Zamara engabonakali, kodwa icala lakhona umlando wakhona kawukho kuhulumende ukithi thina abantwana balapha eZimbabwe. Ngoba thina nxa sithula sizihlalile siphonge ukukhuluma nje emabhawa lasemgwaqweni sithi ithayi katholakali, ithayi kakho, siphonge sizithulule nje, akusizi, akuncedi lithi. Ngoba thina abantu abeZimbabwe yithi esilamandla ezandleni zethu ekuthi nxa sifuna ukuthi into esiyifunayo iyenzakale kumele senze njani ukuthi siyenze. Khathesi siphonge ukukomplaina sithi amazwe aphandle kangenelele, ama-human rights kabangenelele, kabancedi lutho. Ngoba bona nxa bekhangele bephandle babona ngani thina siyakuthakazelela, lathi thina abantu ababeZimbabwe nxa sithule ukuthi ukuthi siyakuthakazelela. Kodwa kuza kuba kuhlungu kini lawe wena osendlini ohleziyo othuliwe, nxa ongowakho kumbe isihlobo sakho kumbe umne wakho engathunjwa la ekusasa. Yikho lapho zabona khona ukuthi hayi, uhulumende lo kaRobert Mugabe lo usesiya phambili, sekumele kakhesi astotshwe. Thina abantwana beZimbabwe ngezwi elilodwa, one voice, one power, we are the people, we are the numbers.
So Mr. Nyoni says people should fight for themselves, you know, because Zimbabweans have to get themselves out of any mess that is there. So ke sizwe ke umnumzana uDona Moyo ose DRC. Baba Moyo, kungakunjani?
Hello?
Ye, Dona Moyo unjani?
Dorina.
Oh, Dorina, kunjani Dorina?
Ngiyaphila kunjani?
Ngiyaphila. Nkosikazi, nkosazana mbani?
Nkosikazi.
Ye, nkosikazi Dorina, kunjani DRC?
Hayi, ngiseSouth Africa mina.
Oh, babhale DRC lapha sinzakhijimiso yethu. Ora, so kunjani? Kunjani khona kapho mama?
Hayi, right baba.
Ye, so akutsho ngodaba lolu ngathini mama?
Uyazi into yenzakala eZimbabwe ibuhlungu, ngoba thina abanikazi bayo abeZimbabwe yithi esihlala phezu kwayo. Kathi sizalunga until when, ngoba into lisihleli kithi years and years. Abantwana bayaphinjwa bayanyamalala. Kathinjwa ngokufike lo, ngoba ngabe ukhona ngabe siyamuzwa ukuthi ungaphi. So abambambayo abayibo abamthumbayo bakhona bayahamba. Abantu ababo nxa begijima besithi nangubaba, nangubaba, indaba ningacabanga ukuthi abakajamala labo bafuna ukuthi nangubaba. So into ebuhlungu ukuthi khona lathi sesihlale sathula kakhulu lakhonapha ngaphandle kwamazwe siyahlupheka, isithi ukuthi siyakholisa, akulanto emnandi. So asithukumeni lathi simeni ngezinyawo, kathi sizakwesaba kuze kube nini.
ye kodwa nxa ukhangele kunangaleke eZimbabwe kungenzakala kunoku abanye bayisaba phela ukuthi bangadutshulwa kumbe
kwento kakhulu kathi sizakwesaba ukuthi asiseni kathi abakuselile izwe labo ngabanjani why sisesaba ukufa ngoba sokumele sikumele sizathula until wena ngoba siyahlukumezeka asikho yethu abantu bethu basabalele bagcwele indawo yonke abona abahleli labantu babo bakhona sabethu abantwana bayahawula bafundile abakwazi lokuthi benze so sizalunga until wena kathi bopheni izigeti sibophena amabhrugwe sisukumenea sozikuthi umuntu omnyama umuntu omnyama thi umuntu omnyama phela ntisaba besimithi kwadlula kathi sowayezesisinga thina sodwa
pho-ke ungathiwa kulungisekele lokhu Mrs. Moyo
hayi mina ngabe kuyavuma ukuthi kangikulungise ngayithwala intonga sesidiniwe thina wasikhe nkhathi kade siyibuswa igosi laphana umgabe kakusela ludo lapha so sesibuswa ngamaswela muva lapho
so nxa ukuthi kungela ntonga-ke ongakwenza ngcono kungela ntonga
hayi asiboneni pulana sisukumeni sizenzeleni ukuthi abantu sebeyababa ngamagwala kulu sesesabe igugurawundi igugurawundi seyadlula simene esinye isigaba
siyakuzwa kakhulu ukhuluma labantu bezimbabwe isizwe khonapho Mrs. Moore
hayi abantu bezimbabwe asisukumeni nisizilele asoze sihlutshwa ngabantu abafana nalathi ke akunamlungu lapho black to black asisukumenini kathi bayasethula bangobani bona hayi abasekele sesijile sivuthiwe ngalaba abantu and akula muntu ozabe usizimbabwe ngoba abantu bakhona ngamamenemene wodwa
so abanye bazathi umama ukhuluma lapha ngoba use-South Africa ngawe usezimba ngayo
hayi akulandaba kodwa bayezwa bezwayo ukuthi ukuba se-South Africa yikuhlupheka aluba abantu abethu bayashutha ngabe ngisekhaya lami
awubonike mama sibongele kakhulu kula ngapho lapho khona ungadinela kusasa
sibongele baba
ye so that was Miss Doreen Moyo she is saying that Zimbabwe should actually take action against some of these issues he's saying Zimbabwe are too quiet you know and they're suffering all those kind of things so she says imagine you know having no father at home mm-hmm. you know she says it's difficult to live without the head of the family and then sizwe ke umnumzana uMashangane osa South Africa Mashangane kunjani baba
right baba
yeah tumela uchasi biskala ngakumbi isivenda
hayi mina ngikhuluma isiShangana but ngizakhuluma isiNdebele manje
cha njalo ke mfowethu yeah yenza njalo baba
ya but mina ngizokhuluma into ingafani kona abanye manje ngingazi ukuthi ngizophuma kancane lukuzenti utopic ngoba why always this uhlala kukhulunywa ngozamara uzamara ange asiyekeni what about abantu bafilele emathebeleni uzamara othathwe eHarare lengezifemili zake lezamashola what about abantu la abantu babulalelele eBulawayo ngendaba yegugurawundi lana phela kufanele ukuthi uzamara siyeke ukukhuluma ngozamara always ngoba uzamara yena ngoba yena umuntu ayazakalayo kakhulu that's why akhulunywa right through la kuradio
ye so-ke
wababhata abantu babulalwa amathebhelelenti babulalwa ngegugurawundi phuma le Harare kwamanje uzamara othathiwe le Harare kwamanje abantu bakhuluma kakhulu ukuthi uzamara angasabonakali ye kwathiwa uyabona le ndaba yeni le ayizwakali kahle mfowethu
so ke khuluma ye khuluma ngakhonoko okhuluma ngakho kulungile faka khonoko ufuna ukukutsho
ngisho njalo ngithi mama kusho ukuthi uzamara angasabonakali ifanele ukuthi iphele ngoba abantu babulawe emathebeleni ndiphelile asakhulumi ngayo abantu abaningi namhlanje uzamara we-one uhambile sithi ye why uzamara angasabonakali ye uzamara angasabonakali uyayibona kule ndawo leyayisebenzi le
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu khuluma ke lohulumende tshela uhulumende okufunayo kolapo
kufanele ukuthi uzamara singasakhulumi ngayo uhambile uhambile whatabout singasakhulumi ngabantu abahambile omadebhelendi singasakhulumi ngawo namhlanje sikhuluma ngozamara uzamara ngumuntu wekwane whatabout abantu bafilele abaninzi le luvent yamadebhelendi le
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana Mashangane ye kuqondile umqondo wakho otherwise siyabonga kakhulu ngadina kusasa thank you so much
Mr. Nyoni and Bishop Magaya please do stay on the line for our radio listeners unfortunately it ends here but the good news is we are actually broadcasting live we are streaming live so go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk this is Blessing Zulu
and I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe silomnumzana lapha ecingweni ngobambani
Tambaoga, vamkoma Tambaoga kuBotswana rambai muri parunare zvakare.